Shalom aleichem, Rabbi. Shalom from Yerushalayim, Irak Kodesh. Beizah Hashem Yisborach. We are continuing on to the second part of the ninth and last topic of Parashas Kisiso regarding the Luchos Shniyos, the Yud Gimel Midos, and some additional mitzvahs that Moshe Rabbeinu was given on Yom HaKippurim in the year 2449. Perek Lamed Daled, Posuk Yud Ches. Es chag ha-matzois tishmor, shivas yomim tichal matzois asher tzivisicho, lemoed chodesh hoviv, ki bechodesh hoviv, yotzoso mimitzroyim. You should keep and guard the chag ha-matzois. For 7 days you should eat matzois as I have commanded you. And when, lemoed chodesh hoviv, in the time of the spring month, when the grain starts to ripen. And why? Ki b'chodesh aviv yotzasu mimitzrayim. It was in that month that you left Mitzrayim. It's not enough to simply tell me on Tesvov Nisan is Chag HaMatzos, because if you only follow the lunar calendar, it will change its seasons, because the lunar calendar loses 11 days every year from the solar calendar. And therefore the Torah has to tell you, b'chodesh aviv, make sure that Chag HaMatzos always comes out in the spring. And how do you do that? For every couple of years, you have to add a month, add a chodesh ado, an Ibur Yor. Says Rashi, chodesh ha'oviv. What does the word oviv mean? Chodesh ha'bikur, sha'tvua misbakeres bebishulo. The month that the grain ripens. The first grain to ripen is the soir or the barley, and that happens in Nisan. Posuk yutez kol peter echem li v'chol miknechot yizachor peter. A human male that opens up its mother's womb, what we call a bechoil, and a bechoil of a behema tohira, of a shoyroseh, an ox, sheep, or goat, that's a male animal that opens its mother's womb, that belongs to me. Says Rashi, called peter echem li, that's referring to ba'odom, a human bechoil. V'chol miknecho tizochor, v'chol miknecho asher tizochor, bepeter shoyer voseh, namely, asher yifter zocho es rachmo, if a male animal of an ox, a sheep or goat, opens up its mother's womb, that belongs to me also. The word peter means loshen psicha, an opening. V'chein poiter mayim reishis modoin, a posuk in Mishlei, reishis modoin, the beginning of a fight is like poiter mayim, it's like a little hole in a fence that starts off with water shooting out of it. If you don't take care of it, it opens up and makes it wider. So the word poiter means to open up. Tov shel tizocho, loshen nekevo hi, musov aloyeledes. The word tizocho is loshen nekevo, referring to the animal that gave birth, the female animal that gave birth to a zohor, that zohor animal is a bechor behema toiro, and it belongs to me. Posuk chov ufeder hamur tivdeh veseh, veim lo yisivdeh v'araftoi, kol bechor bonecho tivdeh, v'lo yira ufonai reikom. And the third type of a bechor, after a bechor odom, and a bechor behema toiro, now we have a bechor behema temeo, which only applies to the firstborn of a donkey. And what do you do with that? You redeem it onto a sheep, you give the sheep to the kohen, and that sheep is complete chulin, and then the Bailam could do whatever he wants with his newborn donkey. Ve'im lo yisivdeh, if you choose not to redeem it onto a sheep, va'araftoi, then you have a mitzvah to chop off the donkey's head. And what do you do with the bechor odom that we said in the previous posuk, kol peter rechem li? What is the significance of li? Kol b'chor bonecho tivdeh. You have to redeem it, as the posuk tells us in Parshas Koirach, unto 5 sloim, and you give that to the kohen. And on a completely different note, v'leiro fonai reikom, when you do the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel, coming to the Azor, on sholish regolim, make sure not to come empty-handed. You have to come with an oilas re'iyo and a shalmei chagigo. What's the shaychus between leiro fonai reikom and the din of a bechoir at the beginning of the pasuk? I don't know. Rashi will tell us a medrash that will explain it. Another question, going back to the opening words of pasuk yud tes kol peter rechem li. Rashi says this is referring to a bechoir odom. And then later on in pasuk chof, the Torah explains what to do with that bechoir odom kol bechoir bonecho tivdeh. And I wonder, Why can we not learn that Kol Peter Rechem Li at the beginning of Pasuk Yutes is a title for all types of Bechoirim, namely Bechoir Behema Tehoiro of Sher Vaseh, Bechoir Behema Tmeya of Chamoir, and Bechoir Odom listed in Pasuk Chof? But Rashi says not that way. Kol Peter Rechem Li is referring to a Bechoir Odom. Says Rashi, Pasuk Chof, Ufeter Chamoir Velo Yishar Behema Tmeya. No other non-kosher animals have this din of a bechoyl. It's not a korban. The korban could do whatever he wants with it, as opposed to bechoyl behema tehoira, although the pasuk doesn't say it over here, but that is the din. You give it to the kohen, and the kohen has to treat it as a korban. After you redeem the chamoyr onto a sheep, then the bailim could do whatever he wants with this firstborn donkey. Va'araftoi, if you choose not to redeem it, oilofoi bekufitz, you chop its head off with an axe. Why? Because who hifsid mamoin koyen? Lefichach yufsad mamoinoi. You made the koyen lose by not giving him the sheep that he deserves, and therefore you will end up losing your donkey. Kol b'choyer bonecho tifde, and how much do you redeem a b'choyer odom? Chamish esloim pidyoinoi kotzuv. It's a set amount. Shenema ufduyo b'minachoyer tifde. In Parshas Koirach, v'leiro ufonei reikom lefi pshutoi shel mikro dovo bifnei atzmayu. It's a completely new topic. Ve'ein musav ala bechoyer, nothing to do with the beginning of the pasuk. She'ein b'mitzvas bechoyer riyas ponim. The mitzvah of bechor, either one of the bechoyrim, bechoyer odom, bechoyer behema toira, or bechoyer behema tmeya, it has nothing to do with coming to the azor. Elo azhoro acheres, it's a different azhoro. Ukshetal ulo regel liroiz, when you come to the azhoro, to be seen, lo yiro ufon ereikon. My face should not be seen empty-handed. Mitzvah lechem lovi, oy lazri, as ponim, you gotta bring a korban when you come. Ulefi medrash braiso, according to the medrash and the braiso, that will explain what shaykhas this posuk has to bechoyo. Mikro yos yeseru, it's an extra posuk, mufne legzira shovet. Lelamed al ha'anokos yishalev ivri shu chamisha shloim mikol min umin kepidyoin bechoyer b'maseches kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin brings down a brisa that does connect it to bechoyer, and the Gemara learns out. We know that there's a din of ha'anoko for an eved ivri. When you send an eved ivri out, you have to give him gifts, as the pasuk says, v'chise shalchenu chovshim imoch lo yise shalchenu reikom. You have to give him gifts. How many gifts? What is the amount of gifts? We learn out, reikom, reikom. Over here it says reikom next to pidyon haben. And pidyon haben we know is 5 sloim from a pasuk in Parshas Koirach. So too, the hanokah of an eved ivri has to be 5 sloim mikol minumin, because over there the pasuk it says mitzoynecho, umigonecho, umikvecho. We learn out 5 sloim from each of those types. It's a very interesting gzereshava, because the gzereshava is not denying that v'loyiro ufonei reikom is not talking about b'chor. It's talking about aliyah loregel. But since it says the word reikom in the pasuk of b'chor, we learn out from b'chor to ha'anoka. Very interesting. Pasuk chof alef sheish yesomim tavoy duvayim ha'shvi tishbois b'chorishu v'akotzir tishbois. 6 days you shall work, and on the 7th day, Shabbos, you should rest. Specifically, Bechorish uvakotzer tishbois. Rest from plowing and harvesting. And why does the Pasuk single out harvesting and plowing from all the other lamites melochis, which the Torah does not detail? Rather, we know it from Torah Shebaal Peh, Halacha L'Moishim Sinai. What's unique about plowing and harvesting? This kasha is asked by Rashi. And Rashi will give us 2 terutzim. Amachloikes tanoim. Says Rashi, Bechorish v'kotzir tishbois. Lomo nizkar chorish v'kotzir more than the other lamites melochois. Envat Rashi, teret number 1. Yesh merabu yiseinu oimrim that this Bechorish v'kotzir tishbois is not talking about Shabbos at all. Rather, al chorish shel erev shvi'is hanichnas l'shvi'is. V'kotzir shel shvi'is hayoytze l'meitzoy shvi'is. That this Chorish uvakotzir tishbois is referring to the six days that you do work, but on Shemitah, don't plow and don't harvest. I know that already from the Parsha of Shemitah and Parshas Behar. The Teretz is this is coming to add to Shemitah. Even on Erev Shviz, on the sixth year, you're not allowed to plow in order to prepare for the seventh year. Or if something grew on the seventh year, you're not allowed to harvest it, even though you're harvesting it on the eighth year. You have to add from the mundane years to the holy year, before and after Shviz. How do you fit it into the Pasuk? V'kach mashmoy. Sheishes yomim tavoy, work for 6 days of a yom shvi tishbois. V'avoid ashisha yomim sheitah delecho. And even those 6 days that you are working, but yeshono, there is a year, shechorish v'akotzir also, that you're not allowed to plow and harvest. Ve'ein tzorech loy ma'achorish v'kotzir shol shviz, on shviz itself I know, sharei kvar nemar and pashat behal, sod choloy sizra, you're not allowed to work the land. That is according to the first opinion. The second opinion, really we are talking about Shabbos, what seems to be the posh pshat in the posuk. Why does it single out Chorish and Kotzir more than the other Lamates Malochois? The answer is, Chorish v'Kotzir shuuz karboi, loy malachot to teach you, ma Chorish reshus, af Kotzir reshus. Just like Chorish, plowing, is always optional. It's a reshus. There is never a mitzvah to plow a field. So too, the kotzir that I'm answering you to do on Shabbos is talking about an optional kotzir, something that is not a mitzvah. Yotok tziro imel, shu mitzvah v'duiches ha-shabbos. This is coming to exclude the harvesting of the oimel that if tes zayin nisan falls out to be on Shabbos, and you have to harvest the oimel on Shabbos, it's doiche Shabbos. That's a mitzvah to harvest those barley. And therefore, that's what the pasuk is telling you. Only a kotzir that's dumya de chorish is osur on Shabbos. But a kotzir that's a mitzvah is mutter and chiyuv to cut on Shabbos. Pozuk chov bei v'chag shavu ois ta'ase lecho bikurei ketzir chitim v'chag hosif tekufas hashono. And you should make a chag, a yomtiv, on Shavuos, which is the yomtiv of bikurei ketzir chitim. It's the first of the harvesting of the wheat. Namely, even though you're allowed to harvest the wheat before Shavuos, once you brought the korban ha'omer on Tes Zayin Nisan, you're allowed to harvest all types of grains. Nevertheless, in the Beis HaMikdosh, the menochos cannot be brought from the new wheat until you bring the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos from the new wheat. The Chag HaOsif and the Yom Tov of the ingathering of the grain from the field, Tkufas HaShono, at the beginning of the year, namely Sukkos. Because when you harvest the grain, it's still moist. You can't store it away, it will get moldy. Therefore, you have to leave it in the field to dry up in the sun, and once it's dry, then you ingather it, Sukkos time, and that's the Chag HaOsif. Says Rashi, Bikurei Ktzir Chitim, Sha'atomei Viboi Shtei Alechem Min Achitim. That's when you bring the Shtei Alechem from the Chitim. Bikurei, the first, Sheimincha Rishoino, Habo Min Achodo Shel Chitim LaMikdosh. That's the first mincha brought from the new wheat in the base of Mikdosh. Ki mincha soy merabo bepesach, Min HaSoyrimi. That's from barley, not wheat. When you ingather the grain from the field to the house. It doesn't mean to gather, rather to ingather. Regarding a Shavuos Aveda, to bring the animal gathered into your house. What does the word tkufa mean? When the year comes around, full circle. Tkufas, Loshen Mesiba Ve'akofa, when the year turns around and starts again from the beginning. It's interesting to note, we have a similar posuk in Parashas Mishpatim, in Perek Chav Gimel, posuk Tes Zayin, also discussing the Sholosh Regolim. And over there it says, V'chag Osif, referring to Sukkos, Betzeis Hashono. Over there it refers to Sukkos as being at the end of the year. And over here it says, Tkufas Hashono, Rashi says, it's at the beginning of the year. Two aspects, two ways to look at Sukkos. In general, it's kedai to look back in Parashas Mishpatim. In the whole Aliyah of Chamishi, in those psukim over there, it's kemat, a repeat of our parasha over here. It seems that these mitzvahs of Sholosh Regolim and Shabbos and Shemitah and Ben Pidyon HaBen and the Bechorim all have a shaychus to the Luchos. Over there it was Luchos Rishonos, and over here it's Luchos Shnios. Pozuk Chav Gimel Shalosh Pe'amim Ba'Shana Yiroe Kol Zechur Echo Es Penei Hodoin Adonai Elohei Yisrael. Three times of year of the year, all your males should be seen by the Pnei Ho'odoin Hashem Elokei Yisrael, by Hashem, namely Shalosh Regolim Aliyah L'Regel and Azor. Says Rashi, Kol Zechurcho Kol Hazechorim Shebecho, all the males among you. I'm not sure what Rashi's dogesh is on Shebecho. What's that coming to add? We know this mitzvah of Shalosh Regolim. It's mentioned many times in the Torah. It says Rashi, "Harbe mitzvahs b'Torah nemru v'nichpelu," are said a number of times. V'yesh miem shalosh pa'amim v'arba, three or four times. Why does it repeat itself? And v'at Rashi lechayev v'la'anosh al minyan lavin shabohen, you'll be chayev malchus as many times as the Torah says it in the case of a lav, and in the case of an asei, v'al minyan asei shabohen, to get schar for as many times as it says it. The first half of the Pasuk is coming to give you a reason. Why is it that I gave you this mitzvah in Pasuk Chav Gimel of Shalosh Pomim Bashono Yeroe Kol Zechucho Es Pnei Ha'odoi Hashem Elokei Yisrael? Why is there a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel three times a year? Because when I bring you to Eretz Yisrael, and then I will get rid of all the goyim from among you, V'rchavti Es Gvulecho, your country will be very big, you may be living very far from the Beis HaMikdosh, and you won't be able to come as often as you or as I would like. And therefore I set a minimum of three times a year you should be seen in front of me. That's the first half of the Pasuk. The second half of the Pasuk, you may be concerned. What happens? The entire country empties out three times a year. The neighboring nations, the goyim, see this, and they may come and take over the land. Don't worry about that. No goyim will desire your country when you come to be seen by Hashem three times a year. Not a concern. Says Rashi, oirish. The word oirish could mistakenly be translated as to inherit, but that's not what it means here. Rather, ketargumoi asorich, which means to get rid of, to throw out. V'chein hochil rosh, v'chein v'yirish esayim oiri, all these cases, loshen geirushin, to get rid of. V'yirchavdi es gvulecho, v'ataruch, igme beis habachir, you're far away from the beis hamikdosh. And therefore, v'incho yochil leirois, lefonai tomit. And therefore, lekach ani kovei alachon sholosh regolim alolu as a minimum time to see, to be seen by Hashem. Posuk chof hei lo yisishchat al chometz dam zivchi v'lo yolin labuikel zevach chaga posach. You may not shecht the korban pesach while owning chometz, and don't leave over for the morning the emurim, the part that have to go on the mizbeach, from the Korban Pesach. Says Rashi, lo yisishchad es haPesach v'adayin chometz kayo. Not only is there an issur for the shoychet, azor la shoychet, oy lezoyrek, oy leechol bnei chaburo. Both the shoychet and the zoyrek, anybody doing the avoido, and or anybody for the bnei chaburo that owns chometz while they're shechting or being zoyrek, the Korban Pesach is over on this issur. Loy v'lo yolin ketargumoy. As Targum says, "V'lo yevisu netzafro bar mimad becho." You may not have the chalovim be outside of the mizbeach. What is the halachos of lino? Ein lino mo'eles b'roish hamizbeach. As long as it's on top of the mizbeach, even if it's not burnt yet, that's not lino. Lino means off the mizbeach. And ve'in lino elav amud hashachar, lino only kicks in by daybreak. If it was off the Mizbeach all night, but before Amud HaShachar you put it on, that already is not considered lino. Zevach Chag HaPosach, not referring to the din of noiser, of leaving over the meat, rather a murav, the fats that go on the Mizbeach. From here we learn out, not all come Pesach, all the chalov veivorim that have to be burnt must be on the Mizbeach by the morning. The first fruits of every year of the produce of the Shivas Haminim you have to bring to the Beis Hamikdosh. And in Parshas Kisovoi, we'll learn about what you have to say and give it over to the Kohen. And Loisevashel Gdi Bachalev Imoi. Do not cook bosom becholov. Do not cook meat and milk together. It says it three times in the Torah. And therefore we learn out, one is for Isser Bishul, and one is for Isser Achila, and the other for Isser Hano. Says Rashi, Reishis Bekurei Admosecho, Mishivas Haminim Hoamorim Beshvach Artzecho. The seven species that Eretz Yisrael specializes in. In Parshas Ekev, Eretz Chito, Usa'oiro, Vegefen, Usa'eino, Verimoin, Eretz Zeis Shemen Udvosh. What is that dvosh? It's not bee honey, rather udvosh, udvash tmorim, date honey. Luis Vashel Gdi, Azol Lebosso Becholov. Ve Sholoish Promim Kosu Baturo three times. Once in Mishpotim, once in Kisisa, and another time in Re'ei. Echod la'achilo, ve'echod la'anoe, ve'echod le'isu bishu. Gedi, the word gedi says Rashi, kol v'lad rach b'mashma. This includes any young animal. Ve'af egel v'cheves, including a calf and a baby sheep. How do I know? Mimashu tzrach lefaresh bekama mekoimois gedi izim. Sometimes when the Torah refers to a goat, it has to say gedi izim. Lomaretosh gedi stam, without the word izim, kol yoin kim b'mashma, includes all animals that are nursing. And therefore the Isra HaBosa B'cholov is by all animals, not only goats. B'chalev imoi, says Rashi, it doesn't mean literally it's mother's milk. It's also to cook, eat, and have an aw from meat in any milk. So what is the word b'chalev imoi coming to tell me? It's coming to exclude prat le'oif, she'en le'cholov. It's coming to exclude that bosa oif, a chicken, a bird, in milk, is not a iso de raiso. Shein yisur min ha-toiro, elo midivrei soifrim. That's only an iso de rabbonon. Adkan, the second part of the ninth and last topic of Parashas Kisisa, telling us about the Luchos Shniyos, the Yud Gimel Midos, and Yom HaKippurim, and the additional mitzvahs that Moshe was taught on Yom HaKippurim. Shalom aleichem abo yisai, shalom from Yerushalayim ira kodesh. Bezer Hashem yisborach, we are continuing on to the third and last part of the ninth and last topic of Parshas Kisisa, where the Luchos Shniyos and the Yud Gimel Midos were given over to Moshe Rabbeinu on the very first Yom HaKippurim in the year 2449. By the Aliyah of Shvi, Perek Lamed Dalet, Posuk Chov Zayin. ויאמר אדוני אל משה כי סוב לכו את הדבורים האלה כי על פי הדבורים האלה קראתי איתך בריס בארץ ישראל. Says Hashem to Moshe, write down these words, namely the mitzvahs that I taught you from the Aliyah of Shishi until now, because it is based upon these words that I am making a bris, a treaty with you in Am Yisrael. Says Rashi, es hadvorim ho'eile, only these words of Torah shebichsav are you allowed to write. Ve'ina Torah shelichtoiv Torah shebal peh. You are not allowed to write down the Torah shebal peh. That has to be said by heart. Posuk chov ches, vayihishom im adonoi, arboim yoim ve'arboim laylo lechem lo yochal, umayim lo yishoso vayichtoiv al haluchois. Eish divrei abris aseres hadavorim. And Moshe Rabbeinu was on the mountain with Hashem for 40 days and 40 nights, from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom HaKippurim. He did not eat bread, nor did he drink water. And Hashem wrote on the Luchos the divrei abris, the words of the treaty, namely aseres hadavorim, the aseres hadibrois. Posuk chov tes vayihi beredes Moshe mehar Sinai. ושני לוחות הועידו ביד משה ברידתו מן ההור, ומשה לא יודע, כי קראנו פניו בדברו איתו. And when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai on Yom HaKippurim, holding the two Luchos HaEdus, and Moshe did not realize that the skin of his face was shining ever since Hashem spoke to him. Says Rashi, "Vayibereres Moshe kishehevi Luchos Achronos b'Yom HaKippurim ki Koran loshen Karnaim, a shine." And why is a shine referred to as karnaim, which literally means horns? Sheha'oir mavhik uboilet kimin keren. The rays of light shine and they look like a horn. Umehechon zocha Moshe lekarnei ha'hoid. From where was zocha Moshe to this shining face? Rabbi Yiseinu omru min ha'me'oro. From the cave, the nikras ha'tzur. Shenotzan ha'kadosh boruch hu yodoy alponov. Shenema v'sakoisi es kapi. That is where Moshe Rabbeinu got these karnei ha'hoid from. There's something bothering me in this pasuk. I'm not asking a kasha, just a little ha'ora. Maybe you can help me out. The pasuk seems to be very wordy. It says, "Vayibereres Moshe mehar Sinai, u'shnei luchos ho'edus biyad Moshe beridetoy min ho'ho." Biyad Moshe? Of course it's Moshe. You just told me. Vayibereres Moshe beridetoy min ho'ho? You just told me. Vayibereres Moshe mehar Sinai. And then again, Moshe lo yoda, he could have simply said, velo yoda, we're talking about Moshe. Again, I'm not asking a kasha, just sharing my thoughts. Pozuk lamed vayar aharoin v'chol b'nei Yisrael es Moshe v'inei koran u'ponov v'yireu migeshes eilov. And Aharoin and b'nei Yisrael saw Moshe that his face, his skin of his face was shining. And they were afraid to get close. Says Rashi, "Vayireu migeshes eilov, bo yurei kamo godoil koicho shel aveiro." Come and see how terrible is the repercussions of an aveiro. She'ad shelo yiposhtu yedeyem bo aveiro, until Am Yisrael did the cheto egel. Mahu oimer, what did it say at the end of Parashas Mishpotim? Umarei kvoid Hashem ke'eish yicheles b'roish ha'hor le'inei b'nei Yisrael. Hashem's appearance showed at top of the mountain for 40 days. From Zion Sivan until Yud Zion Tammuz, maybe even afterwards, as a fire consuming on the top of the mountain. V'lo yireim, v'lo mizdazim. Nobody's afraid, nobody's shaking. U'mishosu es ha'egel, af mikarni hoido shel Moshe, hoyo martim u'mizdazim. Even from the shining face of Moshe, which was less fearsome than the Eish Yicheles b'Roish ha'hor, even from that, they were scared and shaking. Well, that the result of the Chet HaEgel. Pozog lamed alev, vayikro aleihem Moshe, vayoshuvu elov, aharoin chol anesim boido, vayidaber Moshe aleihem. And Moshe realized that they're scared, they're not coming close. So Moshe Rabbeinu calls them, and Aharon and the Nesim come close, vayidaber Moshe aleihem, and Moshe spoke to them. But it doesn't say what he told them. Says Rashi, it's not referring to anything specific. This is in general. This was the Mahalach. Whenever Moshe Rabbeinu came from speaking to Hashem, he related over to Aharon and the Nesim. Says Rashi, Anasim bo'edo, kemoi nesi'ei ho'edo. As if it said nesi'ei ho'edo, the beis acts as this hyphenating these two words. Vaydaber Moshe aleihem shlichus ha'shel mokoim, whatever Hashem told him. V'loshen hoive, it's the ever-present who. This was a constant and the continuation of the parsha also. This is what happened as a kvius for the next 40 years. And after Moshe Rabbeinu taught Aharon and the Nesim, then the rest of Bnei Israel came close, and Moshe Rabbeinu commanded them everything that Hashem taught him on Har Sinai. Says Rashi, "V'acharechei nigshu, achar shel limed laskenim." The skenim is what the previous pasuk called the nesiim. Choyzo melamed aparsho halacha leYisrael. Tono abonu milu to the baraisa. Keitzad seder haMishnah. How did Moshe Rabbeinu teach Torah to Am Yisrael in the desert? First, Moshe yolom epi agvura. First is first, he has got to learn from Hashem. Then Nichnas Aharon, Shono loy Moshe Pirkoi, Moshe taught it to Aharon. Nistalek Aharon, V'yoshav loy lismoil Moshe. He sat to the left side of Moshe, Nichnesu Bono. The children of Aharon walked in. At this point in history, we're talking about Nodov, Aviu, Elozo, Veisomo. But in Parsha Shmini, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, very soon, Nodov and Aviu are about to die, and all we're left with Elozo and Isomo. Shono lohem Moshe Pirkam, he taught it that the children of Aaron. Nistal Kohen, Yoshav Elozo liyemin Moshe, Veisomo lesmoil Aaron. And then Nichnezuz Kenim. The Kenim came in, the Nesim. Shono lohem Moshe Pirkam, Moshe taught it to them. Nistalkus Kenim, Yoshu Latzodim, they sat on both sides of Elozo and Isomo. And then Nichnesu Kol Ha'om, the rest of the nation came in. Shonu Lohem Moshe Pirkom Nimtza, Tukum Tois, what comes out? Biyad Kol Ha'om Echod, they heard it once. Biyad Azkenim Shnaim, Biyad Ne Aroin Shloisho, Biyad Aroin Albo. And the Brisa continues, and then Moshe left, and then Aroin taught it. And then Aaron left, and then his two sons taught it, and then they left, and then this Canaan taught it. Turns out that everybody heard the halacha four times. Kedisha Be'eruvin, as the Gemara in Eruvin tells us, the Seder Mishnah that Moshe Rabbeinu taught Am Yisrael. Posuk Lamed Gimel, Vayichal Moshe, Midaber Itom, Vayitein Al Ponov Masveh. And when Moshe finished speaking to Aaron, and the Nasim, and the Bnei Yisrael, then he covered his face with a cover to cover the karnehoid. Says Rashi Veitin Alponov Masve, Kitargumai Beis Ape, a face cover. Loshna Ramihu, we find this word Masve in Aramaic. Bigmore Sovilibo, Void Biksuvet, have a com Masve Apo. Over there in the Gemore it means Loshna Boto, to look at. Hoyamistakelbo. So how does it tie into this word Masve, which means a cover? Afkan masve beged hanitan keneged apartuf beis ha'inayim. It's put on the face and on the eyes. What do you do with your eyes? You look through your eyes. Therefore, it's called a masve. Loshna gemore is that you look with your eyes. Ulechvoid kane hahoid. Ulechvoid kane hahoid. Shreo zunu akoil mehem. So people shouldn't be looking at this kane hahoid. It's not a kovoid, it's a lack of kovoid for everybody to be looking at this kame hahoid unless they're learning Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, he knows in a masve kenegad, and he would cover it with this face cover. Venoitloi b'shosho imedaber im Yisrael. He took it off his face when he's teaching Torah to Am Yisrael. And uvashosho hamokim nidbarimoi. And surely when Hashem is talking to him, he also kept it removed ad tseisoi. Until and including, he left Hashem, and while he speaking to Am Yisrael, he walked out of Hashem without the cover, and he spoke to Am Yisrael without the cover. When he finished teaching Torah to Am Yisrael, that's when he put on the cover. As the Pasuk just told us, only Vayechal Moshe Midaber Itom, then Vayitein Alpon of Masveh. Posuk lamed daled uvevoy Moshe lifnei Adonai ledaber itoi yosires hamasve atzisoi viyotzo vediber el bnei Yisrael eis asher yetzuve. And when Moshe would come in to speak to Hashem, he would remove the masve until he came out ad ve'ad bechlal, because the yotzo vediber el bnei Yisrael eis asher yetzuve was also without the masve. Which really leaves us with the question: why does the pasuk ad say soy, and then we have to answer ad bichlal? It's a confusing word. Why say it at all? Any idea? Pasuk lamed dalid v'rov nei Yisrael es pnei Moshe ki koran oyo pnei Moshe v'hishi Moshe samasvel ponov ad boyoy ledaber itoy. And the bnei Yisrael would see the face of Moshe, that his skin of his face was shining. After Moshe Rabbeinu finished teaching them, then he put the masve back on his face until he came again to speak to Hashem. Says Rashi v'diber al bnei Yisrael v'ro kane ha'hoid befonov. They saw it while Moshe was speaking divrei Torah to them. Ukshu mistalek mehem, then v'heishi Moshe et ha'masve al ponov ad boyoy ledaber itoy, until he came to speak to Hashem. Ukshebo ledaber itoy noitle me'al ponov, he will remove it once again. Adkan, the nine topics of Parashas Kisiso. And let us summarize, Bekitsu, what did we learn in Parashas Kisiso? The Parasha starts off with the din of Machatzis HaShekel. How to count Am Yisrael, to collect machatzis shekel for the Adonim. And according to Rashi, it's also hinted in there, the machatzis shekel they collect yearly for the korbanos of the Beis HaMikdash. Topic number 2, Vosiso Kiyo Nechoshes. Topic number 3, Shemana Mishcho. Topic number 4, Keteges Asamim. Topic number 5, the appointment of Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur to build the Mishkan and its Kalim. Topic number 6, Shabbos Kodesh. These 6 topics, which is really finishing off the Melechas HaMishkan, which started in Truma and Tetzaveh, according to Rashi, were taught to Moshe Rabbeinu on Yom HaKippurim, at the end of the Parsha, chronologically. And according to the Ibn Ezra and Ramban, it was taught during the first 40 days from Zayin Sivan until Yud Zayin Tammuz. And then starts the seventh topic, from the Aliyah of Sheni till the Aliyah of Shlishi, the 4 Parshiyos, the topic of Chet HaEgel, which Am Yisrael built on Tes Zayin Tammuz after making the miscalculation that Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to come down. On Yud Zayin Tammuz, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down, sees it, and he breaks the Luchos. And then, either on that day or on the next day, Yud Ches Tammuz, Stira and Rashi, between us and Rashi and Parshas Yisroi. And then either on Yud Ches or Yud Tes Tammuz, he goes up the mountain to ask Mechila from Hashem, for Am Yisroel. Then we had a Machloikes, the Seder Oilom and the Pirket Rab Lezel. Did he stay on the mountain for 40 days? And Rashi goes with that Mahalach and many Rishonim. And the Goyin and Adas Elio goes with the Pirket Rab Lezel. That those 40 days, he pitched his tent b'chutz l'machane. What's described right before Shlishi, at the end of the topic of Chet HaEgel, according to Rashi, that he was up on the mountain, Rashi has to learn that b'chutz l'machane happened between Yom HaKippurim and Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Topic number 8, the Aliyah of Shlishi and Revi, Moshe Rabbeinu wants to know, Hoydieni no es terochecho, Hareini no es kevoidecho. And topic number 9, which begins on Rosh Chodesh Elul, with Hashem commanding Moshe, P'sol lecho shnei luchos avonim korishoinim, come up the mountain, and on Yom HaKippurim, Hashem writes on those luchos that Moshe Rabbeinu brought up, he taught him the Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim. And according to Rashi, this is where he was taught the entire Parshas Truma Tetzaveh and beginning of Kisisa, together with the Dvorim, that Hashem was Koires Bris al Pi HaDvorim O'ele, which we saw already, this list of mitzvahs of Sholesh Regolim, and Pidin HaBen, and Bochay Behimot Tehoiro, and a couple of other mitzvahs, Bikurim, Bosa Becholov, we saw it by Mishpotim. It seems that these mitzvahs are an integral part of the bris of the Luchos. And ending with the Koran Oil Pnei Moshe, and the Masveh that Moshe Rabbeinu covered when he was not speaking to Hashem, and when he was not teaching Torah to Am Yisrael. I hope you enjoy these recordings. And please correct my mistakes. Any ha'oros will be gladly accepted. Wishing you a good Shabbos from Yerushalayim Yirat Kodesh. Yours truly, Shalom Menachem Wolgelanter, 052-768-0702. Good Shabbos.